Lucy! Lucy!
How much longer does she need?
Bonjour, monsieur!
Oh, you look very...
Say cheap and I'll have you.
Formidable.
I like to dress for the occasion. And, you know, a night at Le Moulin Rouge. I don't want to look like un right petit déjeuner de chien.
What?
Hey, yeah, ties up at the back, will you? Don't know how you're supposed to get these corsets on without a maid servant in attendance.
I am not.
Ooh!
Sorry.
Not so tight. I do have ribs, you know. Ah.
Ça va?
Hey? Oh, oui, oui. Très bien. We're there, yeah?
Nearly.
That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't. That said...
Paris?
Assurément. Voilà. La courbe du Seine.
Yeah, cut the French bit. You'll blow up the TARDIS translation circuits or something. Why the blackout?
I'm not sure.
And why are we hanging in midair? Ewan McGregor can't be seducing me from 1,500 feet, you know.
It's like there's an obstruction in space-time. Or a diversion.
Yeah, you don't know. Je ne comprends pas.
I rather think we should dematerialise and try for 1899 again.
Done now.
Massive power source is dragging us out of the sky.
What? Straight down?
Straight down!
You're saying we're gonna crash?
Well, unless I can free the gyroscopic controls.
Proper crash!
Brace yourself, Lucy!
You what?
I mean it!
Zoot.
Close.
You're not kidding.
Mind the gap. Gyroscopic control's a little bit rusty, I'm afraid.
Rusty? We nearly saw the sights of Paris from the point of view of a smear on the ground.
Well, still, at least they engaged.
Yeah, 12 inches from destruction.
Now stop moaning. Give me a hand.
Cheers. Oh, a bit quiet, isn't it?
Well, it's the dead of night. But what interests me more is who is dragging time-space vessels off course in the 19th century?
Hey, what are you doing with that thing now?
I'm looking for the power source responsible.
Yeah, I'm looking for Ewan McGregor.
Humans. You'll amount to nothing until you learn to control your primitive urges.
Oh, yeah. I'll get me to a nunnery. Oh, dead Paris. It's creepy. Doctor?
Just a minute.
What's up? Doctor?
I'm reading.
Oh, posters. What is it? Bill stickers will be prosecuted.
Here, see for yourself.
On the 25th of August, a member of the... Oh, no.
A member of the German High Command was murdered by persons unknown. By way of reprisal, I have ordered once more that 50 hostages be shot. Signed, General Ernst Schaumburg, Commandant of Greater Paris.
Oh, my God.
Herr Major?
Calvados Samoyo, Lieutenant. Forest finest. That's what you've made me abandon.
Herr Major?
This had better not be another flock of starlings over Notre Dame.
No, Herr Major. It is this. It just came out of nowhere, Herr Major.
Connect me to position finding bases at Brest, Augsburg and Nuremberg.
Immediately.
This is Tretloff. Geheimer Staatspolizei Headquarters, Paris. I want a triangulation on signal 3565 kilohertz.
Also on 4738 kilohertz.
What?
9823 kilohertz? 7362? I don't understand.
What is going on?
It's transmitting on all these frequencies. I've never known anything like it.
An Allied aircraft, perhaps. But a most unusual one.
The Moulin Rouge, I said. Nicole Kidman, Ewan McGregor, the Duke de Pomfret.
We don't have time for this.
Oh, but where does he bring me? Nazi-occupied Paris, that's where.
Back inside the TARDIS now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Come on.
Except the TARDIS is where?
It was where that is.
That being the traditional fairground carousel that appeared when our backs were turned.
The TARDIS's chameleon circuit must have accidentally engaged.
Chameleon? You mean that's the TARDIS?
But something must be really wrong. It shouldn't be this conspicuous.
You're telling me? Doctor, that thing's going to bring half the German army down on us if we don't get a move on.
Probably.
Right. So if that's the TARDIS, let's... How do we get in?
Get that, Lieutenant.
Triangulation coming in now, Herr Major. The object appears to have landed in Sector 7.
Montmartre?
It's a maze around there, Herr Major. Place Pigalle, Rue Chaptal, Rue Baroque. The device could have landed in any of them.
And there are no reports of enemy planes crash landing in the district?
Not so far, Herr Major.
No sightings from our own observers?
Apparently not, Herr Major.
Strange. I should have thought an Allied secret aircraft would stand out, even amongst the exotic sights of the Pigalle. Oh, very well. Have the radio tracking car brought around.
You're going over there, Herr Major?
We are going over there, Lieutenant. I want this aircraft found and its crew apprehended.
Well, I'm not standing here like a lemon.
What do you think you're doing?
We can't climb in, so all we can do is climb on, right?
This is insane.
Hey, it's like a donkey ride down the Golden Mile. Gee up, razzmatazz.
Lucy, that won't help.
I've done something. It's moving.
Lucy, get down up there.
Whoa there, Raz.
This can't be right.
Hey, I have to say, I like the new look, TARDIS. It'll be pretty cool flying around the galaxy on this, instead of some old blue box.
Lucy, whatever that is, it's got nothing to do with the TARDIS.
What? But you said... Then what the heck is it? Hey, it's getting faster.
A hologram, of course.
You what?
A hologram!
Seems pretty real to me.
No, what am I thinking? A quantigram.
Whoa, slow down, Raz. Oh, slow down, will you?
It's a quantigram, a sort of physical hologram. Real, but not real. Like a stage set in a theatre.
Theatre? Whoa! It's too fast! I can't get off!
Hold on, I'm coming.
Doctor!
I disguised the capsule just in time, Mother. Before the Nazis took an interest.
What? You think a fairground carousel is unlikely to attract attention? Stupid boy! Don't bleat. You'll have to translocate the capsule before the Gestapo come calling.
Yes, Mother.
And find another quantogram to hide it behind. Something less conspicuous.
Of course, Mother.
Doctor! Please, hurry!
Wait! What is that?
Doctor, I'm gonna be sick!
A human riding one of the horses.
What? From the capsule.
Must be. Young, energetic prey.
Control yourself.
Sorry, Mother. You know I'm always like this in the hunting season.
Yes, I can smell the testosterone. You've been scent marking again.
I am, you know. I'm gonna heal.
Just hold on, Lucy. I can't get a grip.
That must be the pilot.
Yes. Translocate the girl here, I think.
And do what with her? Kill her?
No. I've got a better idea.
Lucy, you have to jump!
You're joking!
I'll catch you!
At this speed, I'll break both our necks!
Trust me!
Doctor, something's happening!
Jump!
Doctor!
Vanished into thin air. Oh, this is all I need.
Unidentified airman!
You are under arrest.
It's all right, I quite understand. Is it hands up or on head?
Hey, what's that?
10 minutes!
Yeah, I heard you the first... Hang on. Where the hell am I?
10 minutes, no longer!
Phew, smells like a farm or something in here.
Hurry, hurry!
Wait a minute. Smells like a farm, looks like... a dressing room in a theatre.
My dear, are you decent?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Then I may enter?
Reckon. So long as you're going to tell me where in the name of chuff I am.
Oh, my dear. Are you well?
Oh, my God.
Is something the matter?
No, really. Oh, my God.
Oh, you know who I am.
Yeah? You and Bleeding McGregor.
Who?
Oh, no. Oh, pig in hell.
I am sorry to have disappointed you.
I'm dreaming, aren't I? I had a bang on the head or something when I fell off that horse, I expect.
Oh, a horse?
Yeah, it's all coming back. Come to think of it, you only look a bit like him anyway.
You've had a fall.
The eyes, mind. The eyes are good.
You should sit down. Baroque! Baroque!
Eh?
And I must find a dresser just to loosen your corsets.
It's all right. I don't mind if you want to have a go yourself.
Pardon?
Well, it is a dream. Might as well have some fun before I wake up in some gutter in Nazi France.
Oh, my dear. But we are in the gutter in Nazi France.
We are?
Baroque!
I heard you the first time.
Stop that! Please stop that! Max!
My dear, would you mind?
Yeah, sorry, it's just something I do in nightmares. Especially when I see a man with a goat's head and that. Oh, weird.
Your scream is very beautiful.
Oh, what about the rest of me?
Welcome to the Theatre de Baroque. I am Dr. Baroque, Master of Ceremonies. Max is right. You scream so very well.
Hang on. Is that face real? It isn't real. Is it?
The Theatre de Baroque is noted for its use of illusion.
Oh, right. So it's just makeup and that. I really am awake, I guess.
She said she fell off her horse.
Horse?
Razzmatazz. Look, I've got to find the doctor.
I'm sure it's only a mild concussion.
No, the doctor. My doctor.
You can't leave, Lucy.
Oh, yeah? Why not? Hey, you said my name.
Well, yes.
Lucy. You said Lucy.
Yes, Lucy. You're in tonight's play.
Play?
Well, why do you think you're dressed like an aristocrat?
You're a prisoner in a dungeon at the height of the revolution.
Look, I don't know how I got here, but what I do know is I've got to go.
Go then. Just don't forget your papers.
Papers? But I don't have any papers.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear, you won't get far without papers.
Especially if the Gestapo see you.
Especially dressed like that.
What? Oh, yeah. Nazi-occupied Paris, I was forgetting that. Lucy Miller from Blackpool, that's going to go down a treat with the SS.
From Blackpool?
Look, you've had a bang on the head. Just get on and play your part, then afterwards we can help you find your papers and your doctor, if you like.
Oh, yes, and your doctor.
I guess.
Well, that's all right then.
Yeah, but I don't know what to say, you know, me lines.
Then improvise.
What? Like pretend to be a tree or something?
You're only in the prison scene and again with the crowd at the end.
Grief, 5 minutes to curtain up. Look, you'll be playing opposite the finest actor in all Paris.
Who's that then?
Actually, it's me.
Oh, right.
Max Paul, the idol of every girl in France.
Just follow my lead, Lucy. All will be well. The audience will love you. You have the prettiest face.
Have I?
Come on.
And then we will find your doctor. Please, Lucy.
Go on, then. You've twisted me arm.
At last.
The prettiest face, you say?
Oh, yes.
Result.
So, no papers, doctor.
Terribly sorry. Major?
Herr Major.
Sorry.
Major Treptow.
Of Geheime Staatspolizei headquarters.
He's keen.
Do something useful, Lieutenant. Go and...
Secure the perimeter, perhaps?
Very good. Take the patrol and secure the perimeter.
Herr Major. You men, come with me and secure the perimeter.
And what is this device here, Doctor?
My sonic screwdriver. Oh, that's completely harmless.
Is it now? But then you would say that. I think it is a weapon.
Really? Well, then if I were you, I'd be a little careful with it.
Who are you with, Doctor? The SOE? The OSS? Where is your aircraft hidden?
One thing at a time, Major. Oh, and I wouldn't press the button on the end in particular.
Answer me!
Especially not when you're pointing it right at your own head.
Am I yours?
Oh, I bet that rattled your feelings. I think I'd best look after it, don't you?
Halt! Halt! Bye!
Stop him!
Oh. Well, not long now.
Isn't it thrilling? Roger?
Well, they say it's their worst play yet.
Oh, Roger. They always say that. Oh, my God. Max! Max! It's packed out.
Look, don't worry, Lucy. Just be yourself.
Bet they're paying through the nose.
Who?
Them, in the private boxes, up top.
They are not in use.
Oh, God. Oh. Another goat person. What sort of play is this, anyhow?
A fine one. Good evening, Mother Baroque.
Mother?
I look forward to hearing you scream.
Oh, good makeup, that goat face, isn't it?
And
what's she mean, not in use? There's people up there, see?
Up where?
In them boxes.
Oh.
They could be getting up to all sorts in there, you know.
Just compose yourself, Lucy, now, please.
Oh, God. The safety curtain.
Honestly, Roger. How bad can it be?
Oh, well, the tobacconist, Henri, he said it was the worst thing he'd ever seen.
Roger! Keep an open mind.
Now, how do I look, Mother?
Like you're about to burst out of that evening suit. But it does go so well with your horns.
All part of the image.
Stop preening yourself. Is everything ready?
Yes, Mother.
The guillotine?
Everything's ready. Go to your box, Mother.
I'm going.
Right. Let's go and shock the pants off the humans. I mean, realize our artistic dream.
Here we go!
I can't bear it.
Oh, grow up, Roger. It's him! Oh, Roger!
I'm not looking.
Dr. Baroque!
Ladies and gentlemen, for the cynics, the bored, the desensitized, you who think you've seen it all, be warned. Something truly terrifying is coming your way.
Better be at these prices!
Oh, a comedian. Let me tell you, comedian, it's not the show that costs, it's cleaning the auditorium after. Tonight and every night, we have a physician attending, should it all prove too much for the faint-hearted. Pray he lasts till the interval.
Yeah, get on with it.
Shh. Our first play, The Executioner's Son, concerns the reign of terror. It features a man who has died on stage near 10,000 times, but never at the hands of the audience. I give you the star of the Theatre des Baroques, the most assassinated man in the world, Max Paul.
Max!
Oh, doesn't look all that to me.
Also, for one night only, from Blackpool, England, a most game girl, the spirited Lucy Miller. Our story begins in the condemned cell of the Bastille.
Lucy, my beautiful friend. I am so sorry to find you here a prisoner.
Me too. These things are murder on me wrists.
Oh, Lucy, my sweet. It is so long since we were children in the fields of Provence.
You are?
Do I know you, a common soldier?
Oh, yeah.
Do I know you? A common soldier?
But of course! We were lovers!
In your dreams?
Oh, yes. Every night I would fantasize about you.
Yeah. TMI. That's too much information.
You remember me
Mother?
Now?
Mother! What is this Lucy creature?
She's sending it up!
No, she's good. La douche écossaise, the hot and cold shower, the comedy before the tragedy. She'll be screaming soon enough.
I hope so.
You know what humans are like. When one of them starts screaming, they all do.
Hey, what's with the scissors?
It is necessary to cut your hair to prepare you for the guillotine.
Can't I just wear a hat?
Yeah, I mean it, pal.
Yes, I suppose. With your hair up, wearing my soldier's cap, no one would have reason to tell us apart.
I can think of two reasons, mate.
Now we must exchange clothes.
What? In front of all these people?
Yes, you may undress in the next room. In this wig and this filthy prisoner's smock, it is I who will go to my father's guillotine in your stead.
You can't be serious.
Once outside, you can lose yourself in the crowd. Now go!
But what will happen to you?
The mob will still demand blood. They shall have mine instead.
But you can't give your life for a dream. That's mental.
Why not? For I am a fool for love!
Why don't they get on with it?
It increases the anticipation.
Patience, brother. It's the execution scene next.
He must have gone that way, Herr Major. Further into Montmartre.
No, he's cunning. Turn about. Turn about, I said.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you in the shadows.
It's just that I got the impression you were on the run from the Gestapo.
Oh, me? Nothing like...
Because if you were, I might know a place you could hide out.
Just out of interest, where might that be?
The theatre, sir. I got tickets for them all. The Moulin Rouge, Le Grand Guignol, Le Chapelle Noir.
I don't think so.
Suit yourself. Good luck.
No, wait. The theatre, you say?
Interested, are you?
Like a stage set in a theatre?
Nearest to here is the Theatre des Baroques. Tonight it's the executioner's son, Max Pohl.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Incomparable he is.
And the sets. I like a convincing set.
They say you wouldn't know you weren't actually in the Place de la Révolution.
I'll take two.
6 francs, sir.
6?
Times are hard in the agency business.
Rip-off business, my mate. I've only got a 10-franc note.
That'll do nicely.
There he is! Halt!
Oh, thanks, must dash.
First alleyway left, second right, straight up and to your left. Pleasure doing business with you, sir.
And you!
After him! On foot, you fools! He's getting away!
No, he mustn't.
I cannot execute my own son.
You must, father. Or face death yourself.
No!
The mob are baying for blood. I said, the mob are baying for blood.
Come on, give us a bit of blood. Come on.
My love, I am not deserving of this gesture.
No! I shall prove myself worthy of your love. It is time for my date with Madame Guillotine.
At last, me.
Yes, me.
Enjoy it, my children. Enjoy the show.
I can't look.
My son, you must not make me do this.
For the clan Barok. Do it!
Max, what do we do now?
Oh, God. It's horrible.
Roger!
Yeah, all right, it's not real. Max?
Oh, my God! Help! Help! Somebody help! You!
And so, as love lies bleeding in the Place de la Révolution...
For God's sake!
Get off. I bid you all good night from the Theatre des Baroques.
You maniac! It's all gone wrong! He's dead!
I know. You screamed beautifully, my dear.
You are sick!
Not half as sick as that lot.
You what?
Sorry. Sanson, help me with the body. You, Lucy, be a love. Fetch me his head.
I am so out of here!
Suit yourself.
A doctor! Please, a doctor! It's my husband! It's his heart!
I'm a doctor. Lay him down.
His name's Roger. You have to help him.
I am helping. Well, it's not his heart. It's a panic attack. Find a paper bag. Get him to breathe slowly into it, in and out.
Panic attack.
Oh, Roger, you're pathetic.
I take it I've missed the show.
Oh, it was hideous. Hideous.
Spare us the critique. You need to relax.
Doctor!
Lucy!
Out, you! I didn't think much of you.
Oh, shut it!
Lucy, what's wrong? Where have you been?
In a nightmare. Doctor, you won't believe what I have just seen.
Show me.
Oh, all right. This way. I'm telling you, they cut his head off, for real. Oh, God, poor Max.
This would be the famous Max Paul, would it?
Well, yeah.
The most assassinated man in the world. Lucy, in past performances, he's been cut into pieces, crushed, shot by firing squad, stabbed, strangled and burned.
Doctor, I was there, and it was definitely not special effects.
That's exactly what it was, Lucy. An illusion. A brilliant illusion, like the carousel, but an illusion nonetheless.
What, like Derren Brown?
Who?
If you say so. Still, I don't see how he can fake a beheading.
Which way to his dressing room?
Down here. So, you got any idea what this is all about?
Not yet. First, I've got to get the TARDIS back. The best they could do would be to translocate it a short distance within Montmartre, disguised with another quantogram.
What, like the carousel?
Something that wouldn't look out of place in Paris. A Black Mariah, a statue, a Morris column.
Morris who?
Those tall cylinders covered in adverts. You know, like in The Third Man.
Who?
Doesn't matter.
Pardon?
Max Paul, I presume.
Yes, but
so,
I don't...
So, you're alive then?
Ah, Lucy. Mon chéri.
You total utter...
Lucy, no!
Oh!
We've been unable to locate the Doctor, Herr Major.
He would want to lose himself in a crowd. The theatres will be turning out about now.
But we cannot check them all. There are so many in this district. The Moulin Rouge, the Grand Guignol, the Théâtre des Baroques.
Yes, I remember Dr. Barok from Berlin. He was of some assistance to Reichsmarschall Göring.
I don't understand.
He is a master of illusion. His trick was using camouflage techniques to make aircraft disappear.
You don't think that...
No, Lieutenant, you don't think. Bring your men and follow me.
Oh, oh, Lucy, chérie.
Chérie me again and I'll give you another.
That's enough, Lucy. Max here is a star.
So?
The photographs around your mirror, may I?
Oh, yes. That's me. Blown up in testing.
And this one, you've been lynched.
Ah, last post. My favourite. I played a killer who poses as an autograph hunter, putting arsenic on self-addressed envelopes and sending them to Hollywood stars.
The star licks the arsenic on the envelope, then posts the murder weapon back.
Yes.
The perfect crime.
A homicidal fanboy. Scary. But come on, a beheading is a bit heavier than a lynching.
I was impressed by your compassion, Lucy.
That wasn't a performance.
I know.
But why is it always you who dies, Max? Max?
Oh, stay back. Don't look at me.
Oh, here we go. The great actor.
I'm not so sure.
Keep away from him.
Oh, it's you.
And you are?
Mother. Mother, it hurts.
Yes, the quantogram is failing.
Did you say quantogram?
She did. Nice horns, Mother.
Yeah, but they're not real either.
Well, of course they're real.
They are?
They are.
Oh, Mother! Please, the pain!
He really isn't acting, is he? Oh, God, what are those? On his face!
Scars, Lucy, they're scars.
Scars? But they're just coming out of nowhere. Max?
Mother! Please!
Oh, Doctor, what the heck is going on?
Those, Lucy, are the marks of 10,000 assassinations.
Being the scapegoat is a great honour, but it is not without inconvenience.
Scapegoat?
It is part of our tradition that the goat shall bear unto him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited.
Eh?
Suffer for the rest of the tribe? Then be driven out into the wilderness? That doesn't sound like much of an honour to me.
You know nothing of our ways.
Oh, I think I've seen enough of your ways. Don't you, Mother? You dragged my ship to earth. You abducted my friend. You hid my own TARDIS from me. Using the same technology you've been using to conceal the scars of the 10,000 nights' torment you've inflicted upon this creature in the name of entertainment. Oh, yes. I should say I've seen more, far more than enough.
Your bleating is of no concern to me.
Bleating?
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I don't think she's listening, Doctor.
Lucy is quite correct. Mother really isn't listening.
Oh, look who's here.
She only hears what she wants to hear. A small device in her frontal lobe transforms anything she doesn't like the sound of into meaningless babble. Best to stick to, yes, Mother.
And you are?
Doc Baroque, he calls himself.
So if you wish to see your time and space machine again, it would be better to spare us your whining.
And she's back.
Well, won't one of you explain why Lucy and I have been dragged here? Why is it you've made this Max creature suffer over and over and over again and for nothing?
More to the point, tell us how you stuck his head back on after we saw it get chopped off.
Oh, well, I know the answer to that.
You do?
They used a quantic reanimator. That much is obvious.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
A quantic reanimator heals injuries by literally turning back time around the affected area.
What, it glued his head back onto his body?
It reverted his neck to a time when his head was still attached to it, yes. Only it leaves a ghost of the injury that didn't happen.
Hence my scars.
Oh, Max, you poor beggar.
He is happy with his lot. Ask him.
Yes. Mother.
So what is it you want with me, Doc?
With your TARDIS, you mean?
He's a Time Lord.
Yeah, weren't you listening?
You won't get inside it without me.
Oh, we'll find a way.
Tell me where it is, and maybe I can help you.
What's so funny?
Forgive me, it sounds like you're trying to call the shots.
Just tell me what's going on.
You're in no position to interrogate me, Doctor.
Search everywhere. Leave no stone unturned.
Yes, Herr Major. You men, take the rooms to the right.
No, but they are.
Who are they, Doctor?
The Gestapo.
You're kidding.
Alas, not.
Get rid of them. We do not want humans knowing our secrets.
Look, Herr Major, I have found these. Restraints, handcuffs, instruments of torture.
For use in Baroque's revolting plays, no doubt.
Yes, of course.
They offend all public decency.
Then why has this Baroque not been sent away? Along with astrologers, magicians, and other degenerates.
Because this Baroque has friends in high places. Is that not so, Major Treptow?
You?
I'm delighted you remember me.
Wearing those absurd Valpurgis Night horns? How could I forget?
Can I help you, Herr Major? I regret the props are not for sale.
I am searching for the pilot of an invisible aircraft detected in the area of Montmartre.
Have you seen him?
Not if he's invisible, too.
Just search the dressing rooms, Lieutenant.
Herr Major?
Doctor, what do we do?
You sit tight. Keep Max quiet. Mother, too.
Don't worry, she's zoned out again. Hey, no, you're not going.
Well, it's me they're after. And whatever it is these Baroques are up to, it won't be made better by having the Gestapo tramp their jackboots all over it.
No way!
I won't let them take you either.
Yeah, but...
Besides, it's too good an opportunity.
For what?
To find the TARDIS.
You what?
The Gestapo located it in the first place. They'll have the equipment to locate it again.
Clear.
And the next...
That's us.
Doctor, they're Nazis!
I've dealt with worse. Not often, mind.
Doctor!
The invisible man you're looking for, Herr Major. I think I see him.
What?
Hands up!
It's all right, I surrender!
Ah, the mysterious Doctor.
Enjoy the backstage tour, did you? All those pliers and hooks and branding irons must have made you feel quite at home.
If you're hoping to goad me into striking you, Herr Doctor, you're very much mistaken.
That's something...
I am a professional. I apply precise pain to the precise place to achieve the precise result.
Good. So long as you take no personal pleasure in it.
Explain your presence at the Théâtre de Baroque.
I just ducked in here to avoid you lot.
As a matter of fact...
What?
I was about to hand this man over to you.
I do hope so.
He described his aircraft as a TARDIS. He came to me for assistance in hiding it, but of course I couldn't possibly have anything to do with an enemy of the Reich.
Of course not.
I trust you are satisfied.
For now...
Then, if you'll excuse me, the auditorium needs cleaning.
Thank you for your cooperation, Baroque. But be advised, not even the Reichsmarschall can protect a traitor.
No. Good night, Herr Major.
Be seeing you, Doc.
We will have to discuss your identity further at headquarters, Doctor.
Marvelous.
But before we do, your sonic device?
Oh, of course. Here we go.
Careful.
Sorry about the jolt before, Herr Major. I hope you've recovered. It was actually quite a mild one.
Mild compared to the one that you are about to receive. Lieutenant, escort the doctor to Rue Foch.
The prisoner will march. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Are they leaving, son?
For now.
He's a dangerous man, the Major. You should keep on the right side of him.
No. He'll need me to uncover the Time Lord's vessel. He'll deliver it to me in time.
And the Time Lord himself?
Oh, he'll be back for the girl.
Assuming he's still alive.
The Major needs him too. It's not a question of whether or not he lives. It's a question of whether or not he's still in one piece once they've finished with him at Rue Foch. Yes, prisoner of the Gestapo. I think I feel a new play coming on.
Idiot. There will be no more plays if we have no star.
Then we'd best get our star back in the reanimator, hadn't we?
So this is the thing they used to keep you alive?
The reanimator. I got used to it after my first 1,000 deaths.
Oh, it's sick. How many more times are you going to let them do this to you, Max?
Just once more.
Eh? Why? Are we going to get away?
Lucy, why do you think the Clan Baroque brought your timeship to ground tonight?
I don't know.
Well, the reanimator is becoming less and less effective. It can only be restored by siphoning power from a time machine.
So that's why you lot want the TARDIS.
They projected a quantic beam into the vortex to stop any passing timeship in its tracks. Once Doc Baroque has recovered the Doctor's capsule, the cycle can begin again. But I won't be here to see it, I think.
You are?
My body cannot hold. Not with the reanimator running at such reduced power. So, tomorrow night will be Max Paul's final performance. And then... then they will choose a new scapegoat.
Yeah, but why? What's all this in aid of? Max?
Tradition, Lucy.
Tradition? But...
no, please. I need to rest. I need to sleep.
Wake up, Max. Max!
Sleep.
We kept the prisoner awake all night, as you requested, Herr Major.
Good, good. Good morning, Doctor. Shall we begin?
Well, I'm hardly sitting comfortably, but do go on.
Leave us, Lieutenant.
Herr Major.
Well, that's better. Just the two of us.
Name?
The Doctor.
Rank?
Prydonian Renegade.
Serial number?
6843GS.
That is the license plate of my car.
What an amazing coincidence.
Is your aircraft a bomber or a fighter?
It's unarmed.
Do you expect me to believe such an advanced aircraft would not carry weapons?
Perhaps that's why it's so advanced.
Where did it come down?
Name, rank and serial number is all you're getting.
Where is it?
Sorry.
I will tell you what I believe, Doctor. You are an RAF scientist testing a secret prototype with a camouflage system that enables it to merge with its surroundings.
No comment.
It's the only explanation of how it could vanish in the middle of Montmartre.
No comment.
Do you know what time it is?
Well, I would tell you if you hadn't taken my fob watch.
It is dawn. Listen.
I don't hear anything.
Dawn.
I suppose you think that's clever.
That is what happens to those who do not cooperate. Now, where is it? Where is your aircraft?
Max? You awake, Max?
Is it...
morning, yeah. I got a plan, Max. This quantogram doodah, you can use it to disguise people, right? Not just things.
Yeah, of course.
And you know how to work it?
Well, I understand the principle, yeah.
Then you can use it on me.
Oh, Lucy, you're more than beautiful enough.
Get off. Look, I want to get into Gestapo HQ. You know, to rescue the Doctor. I figured if I was a stormtrooper or something, you know, nothing flash...
And a stormtrooper would have the authority to release the Doctor?
Good point. All right, Hermann Göring, then.
Well, who is well known for his Northern English accent...
Then you're the great actor, Max. Will you do it? For me?
Well?
You need to watch your blood pressure, Herr Major.
Don't...
All right. It's a self-camouflaging experimental aircraft. I was supposed to pick up an agent of ours and take her back to London.
I knew it. And the location?
By now it'll have been moved by the Resistance. It could be anywhere in Paris, pretty much.
No.
There is a way to locate it, however.
This will not do, Doctor.
But I'll need to tune your tracking equipment to its signal.
Ah, and you will ride with me in the direction-finding car, I suppose.
Oh, that's a thought.
You will give me the frequency, or...
Shoot me, then.
What?
You heard, shoot me.
If this is a trick, Doctor...
You'll be able to watch me at all times. What have you got to lose?
No one about.
Look, we don't have much time. If I'm caught...
You said it yourself. It's your last night anyhow.
Oh, Lucy, you don't understand.
Yeah, tradition.
Well, it's more than that.
Alrighty. Quantigram machine. What do we do?
Well, just place your hoof on the touchpad, then cycle through the menu so that you come up...
Hoof?
Problem.
Oak.
Mother, I was just...
Just what, Max?
You too. Look, he only wanted to help us, all right?
And why is that, Why is that, Max?
He's in love.
No!
In love with human prey.
Wait till I tell the rest of the clan. They'll make the last day of his life hell.
We should think of something special for the show.
Maybe all of us could tear him limb from limb.
Look, just leave him be, all right? If you want to have a pop at anyone, have a pop at me.
Then what would be the point of that?
You are not our scapegoat.
Oh, what is it with this scapegoat thing?
We all of us need a scapegoat, girl.
In every family, in every school, in every workplace, there's always someone being picked on.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. Human nature, I suppose.
It is nature's full stop.
Exactly. So rather than pretend it doesn't happen, which is what everybody else does...
It's what the Nazis do.
No. We of the Clan Barok, we reverence the scapegoat. Don't we, Max?
Leave him be!
Lucy, have you ever met other victims? People who terrible things always seem to happen to.
Some people do seem unlucky, yes.
Well, when do they ever stop being victims?
I'd need to think about that.
Well, I'll tell you. Never.
Very good, Max.
The scapegoat is right. It is who they're meant to be.
There are two types of people in this life. People who do things and people who have things done to them.
Hunters and prey.
Which one are you?
Lucy Miller.
I don't know what you're on about.
Don't hurt her, Mother. Please!
Doctor, we have wasted hours.
Left here. I think.
We are driving around in circles.
We're following a systematic pattern, which just happens to entail driving around in circles. A bit...
Doctor!
Do you see? Marvellous things, these valve-operated receivers.
Approaching the sucker curb, Basilica, am I your...
Valves are very underrated, you know? No problems with electromagnetism. They'll keep going long after...
Concentrate on your work, Doctor.
I love the car, too, by the way. Citroën 11. Classic lines. Much like my Tud. Stop!
The Place du Tertre. After you, Doctor.
Four hours to cut.
Doctor, there is nothing here but pigeons.
Nonsense. There are plenty of places it could be... Oh.
A pity. Lieutenant, return the doctor to Rue Foch.
Am I your...
No, I mean, I know what it's disguised as.
There's nothing.
Save for two Morris columns.
Exactly. Two Morris columns side by side.
Why would one place two Morris columns side by side?
Exactly. Come on.
But this is incredible camouflage. So your aircraft changes its appearance wherever you land?
Let's not get into that.
But which one is it?
Let's see. Proclamation from the occupying authority warning of severe punishment for acts of sabotage. Advert for Vichy Water. Edith Piaf concert at the Babino. No, je ne regrette rien.
Which one, Doctor?
The one with the out-of-date notices, of course.
It really feels like a Morris column. But where is the cockpit? On top? Underneath?
I'll show you. But I'll need my sonic screwdriver.
It acts as a key, of course, but...
Hermione, you are no fool. Even I wouldn't try the same trick twice.
Lieutenant, give the doctor his sonic device. Just do it!
Hemayor.
Thank you. Now, stand well back.
Back! Back!
Now, watch this. Marvellous things, valves. Only trouble is they're susceptible on the higher frequencies.
What?
The radio car! We're under attack!
Fool! It's him! The doctor!
I cannot see, Borg! Flying!
He's getting away!
Take me off!
Herr Major, the column is gone.
Yes, and with it, my chances of escaping Paris.
Oh, help! Someone! Get me out of here!
5 minutes.
You! Get me out of here!
Lucy Miller. If it's any consolation, the rack is a genuine antique. It's said to have come from the Bastille.
Yeah, thank you, Daisy Dickinson.
Now, promise not to scream, but I've brought someone here to see you.
The doctor?
Alas, no. Mother is casting the quantic beam again tonight. It looks like we're just going to have to ensnare another time capsule.
Then...
I know. Pity. Still, it's not like you haven't a friend in the world. Admittedly, he will be dead by the end of the night.
Max.
Lucy, I just wanted to say adieu.
Max, please, wake up and smell the Americano. You're going to your death.
Yes, like Sidney Carton in A Tale of Two Cities, who died on the guillotine for his friends. He was in love with a Lucy, you know.
Oh, please. Any number of mutilations and eviscerations I can take, but this...
Goodbye, Countess.
Come back! Max! This is insane! Max! Oh,
I can't believe you've talked me into coming back here.
Shh, Roger! It's just... I like it so very much.
No, I don't think you're well, Ellen.
Oh, here we go!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for taking your lives in your hands to come here tonight.
He's got hooves to go with the horns.
Roger!
I'm told Montmartre is a thieves' paradise where no one dare walk the streets after dark. But the other night I stood in the Place Pigalle counting my money, and nobody tried to mug me. Why are you laughing? I don't understand. But I regret to announce that this performance by Max Paul, the most assassinated man in the world, will be his last.
No!
Shh! No!
Ellen, you're making a scene.
Tonight, he dies for the final time.
Somebody! Please!
The scene once again is the Bastille at the height of the terror.
My beautiful friend, I am so sorry to find you here a prisoner. It is so long since we were children in the fields of Provence.
Do I know you? A common soldier?
Hey! That's my part! The cow! What? I don't believe it. Oh, Doctor! Where have you been?
Murder game here. Had to dodge a quantic beam in the vortex.
Pardon?
Sorry, I've been speed reading about the Baroques. Soon have you free?
Yeah, the TARDIS is a Morris column.
Oh, still? Yeah, hang on.
Better.
Back to a police box. Very persistent, these quantograms. As I was saying, I've been reading ancient history. Fascinating people, these Baroques. Yeah, how's that?
Better.
And as for what happens to them in the hunting season, well...
No time, Doctor. Max is going to his death.
So soon?
Yep, we've got to stop him. Come on!
Lucy, you can't reason with him. Lucy!
The mob are baying for blood. I said the mob are baying for blood.
My darling, I am not worthy.
No. I shall prove myself deserving of your love. It is time for my date with Madame Guillotine.
Stop!
You, what do you think you're doing? It's her, the little scrubber from last night.
Have they changed the script, you think?
This is all wrong. The doctor will explain.
Lucy, I must die. My sacrifice is necessary.
Curtain! Curtain!
Oh, no, you don't.
It is a far, far better thing I do than I have ever done.
It's not. It's a far, far worse thing.
Well, who's that?
The physician. The one who helped revive you.
Well, he's in Aristo gear. He must be part of the show.
People of Paris, I am here to tell you a tale of blood and horror and pointless, endless death.
The curtain. Must I do everything myself?
Lay off the curtain, Doc!
A long time ago, on a world far removed from our own, there lived a species known as the Baroques.
Doctor, you will die for this.
An advanced, intelligent species. But they were at the mercy of their biology. For when the hunting season came upon them, they changed, became wild, ferocious, cannibalistic. They couldn't stop themselves.
Don't listen to him! This is not tonight's story!
This is exactly tonight's story. And so, to survive, they siphoned their bloodlust into ritualized form. Each tribe nominated a scapegoat, onto whom they project their bloodlust. The scapegoat would suffer to stop the rest of the tribe from tearing each other apart.
Get off me!
Just let them listen, goat boy!
Never!
But then a catastrophe befell their planet. The surviving clans were dispersed across the galaxy. One tribe came here, to France.
This is boring! Show us the blood! 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 Blood!
Blood! Blood! Blood! Silence!
Sorry, Doctor. He's too strong.
Yes, Doctor. When we arrived here, this was a feudal society. Prey was easy to find. The hunting was good.
Oh, the good old days.
But we're strictly legal now. We're in those food queues with everyone else.
Yeah, no one notices demons walking the street with the Nazis around.
The Theatre of Terror is a way of keeping our old traditions alive. It also pays the bills.
But you've outgrown this, you Baroques. You've changed. Evolved. You needn't do this anymore. You don't need a scapegoat.
So let him live.
Meh. Not listening. Meh. La la la. Meh. Meh.
Doctor, tell me one victim, one scapegoat who has ever changed their destiny.
It's easy.
Who?
Me.
You were a scapegoat.
The black sheep of the Time Lords. The one who didn't fit in. Driven out by my people into the deserts of time and space.
Really?
Kind of.
And you changed?
8 times. Tragedy doesn't have to be the end, Max. It can be a new opportunity. Scapegoats can escape their destiny.
But my people are relying on me.
There's a better way. Return to your home world.
Return?
I've been there, Max. It's better now. In fact, it's blooming again.
Impossible.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will now be a short intermission.
Doctor!
The curtain, Lucy, please.
Oh, what's going on?
It's obvious, isn't it? The German censors have removed the execution scene.
Is this true? Our home world?
I've been there, Doc. Not half an hour ago. I mean, clearly, it was visited by some cosmic catastrophe thousands of years ago, but it's perfect for you now.
You mean we could leave this civilization behind? We could be the Howl in the Woods again, running wild and free?
There must be a scapegoat. It is our tradition.
Your tradition is a ritualized version of your own history.
And anyway, your quantic what's-its are out of juice. You can't carry on the way you are.
Oh, but we can. The Time Lord, with his ability to regenerate over and over again, he shall be the new scapegoat.
Ah.
Hold him, son!
Get off him!
I can regenerate true, but my head won't grow back on my shoulders if you chop it off.
We can burn him, gas him, poison him, over and over and over again.
Yes, yes.
But first, the old scapegoat must die.
Yes, Mother.
Max, no!
Listen, listen. The punters are crying out for a show. Oh, my God!
Oh, the Bosch.
Enough! Enough! Ladies and gentlemen, please remain in your seats. Geheime Staatspolizei security check.
Oh, my God! The Gestapo!
There's no time to lose. Mother,
The word scapegoat means escape goat. They escaped, so can you.
Oh, stop bleating. Blood they want, is it? I'll give them blood.
Mother, don't go. They'll kill you. Mother!
Arrest everyone backstage. I'm closing down the theatre.
No! There will be blood!
Oh, what were they going on with the show?
Just keep your head down, Roger.
You hag! Order your players to assemble.
Yes. Yes. Baroque's assemble!
My God! Demons! Major! The boxes! They are demons!
It is another trick, Lieutenant. Men in costumes.
Tonight is the night of the ghost. Baroque's, kill them!
Open fire!
It's all kicking off.
Horns and claws are no match for bullets. There's going to be a terrible slaughter.
Then how do we stop it?
We give the Major what he wants. And what he wants is the TARDIS.
You what?
Max, I need you to show me how to work the Quantigram machine.
I'm not sure.
He knows how. We were going to...
Good. Doc, call off the Baroque's. Lead them backstage.
But Mother says...
Yes, the time for being demons is over.
We are hunters.
Yes, well, goats are great at adapting. That's why you turned your old hunting ways into theatre. Just do it, Doc.
What's the plan? Doctor?
Lucy, take my key. Let the Baroque's into the TARDIS.
But...
No arguing.
There he is. Doc Baroque.
My brothers, back. Fall back.
Never. Never surrender. We have lived as hunters. We shall die as hunters. And these Nazis shall be our...
Mother?
Is it over?
I don't know.
You will all surrender.
Retreat, Brother Baroque's. I order you, retreat.
They're running backstage. Hemayor!
Baroque, give me the doctor. Baroque!
And so, as love lies bleeding in the Place de la Révolution, I bid you all good night from the Theatre des Baroque.
After them!
Wait! Wait!
The curtain! Someone's raising the curtain!
Oh, God, there's more.
But, oh, they've changed the setting. That's not the guillotine of the Place de la Révolution. That's a...
A Morris column.
Mayo Cheptov.
Herr Doctor, another trick?
No trick. I've come to give you what you want.
Your invisible aircraft?
TARDIS is its name. All I ask is for the killing to stop.
You men, cover him. Lieutenant, with me.
Oh, I was rather hoping to get away.
Not a chance. Lieutenant, if he moves a muscle, shoot him in the head.
Yes, Herr Major.
Well, I'm hardly able to get away, am I, in front of all these people?
I would believe almost anything of you, Doctor.
I mean, it's not like I'm on stage, standing directly above a trap door, is it?
Trap door?
Max!
Too late, you fool!
Stop laughing! You will all stop laughing!
No matter. He cannot escape the cordon around the theatre.
Invisible aircraft.
Who said that?
Answer!
This is a secret Allied aircraft. It is not a Morris column. And I, Mayor Treptow, have captured it for the glory of the Reich. Imbeciles! There is a door. I shall show you. Open it, Lieutenant.
I do not know how.
Stop laughing! I order you, stop laughing!
I tell you, Ellen, I shan't miss the Theatre de Baroque, but these two, now they're funny.
He did what?
Used the Quantigram to turn the guillotine into a Morris column. I expect the Major is still trying to open it now.
Yeah, but you left the Nazis with all that Quanto gear. What if they use it?
Given that the Major is going to have his work cut out persuading High Command that a Morris column is in fact a top-secret Allied aircraft, I don't think there's much danger of his being taken seriously, do you?
Guess not. So, you think this lot are going to be all right here?
That seems fertile enough. Fruits, nuts, turnips.
Suppose goats will eat absolutely anything. What's Doc Baroque doing over there?
Scent marking.
Ugh, lovely. not seen Max, have you?
I hate to say it, but I think I saw him slope off with a girl with curly horns.
Oh, charming. By the way, what you said about the way you were a scapegoat too, exiled from your home planet and that.
Oh, that. What about it?
Well, I'm sorry.
Don't be. Like they say in France.
What? Je ne regrette rien.
Exactly, Miss Miller. And besides, that was several lifetimes ago. A lot of time has flowed under the bridge since all that happened to me.
Do you... I mean, do you still think about Orbis? Your life back there?
Well, why do you ask?
Well, sometimes I look at you and, well, you look sad.
Lucy, there's a lot of darkness out there. Some of it where Orbis used to be. But you know something? We wouldn't notice any of it if it weren't for all those little pinpricks of light. Planets and stars. And that's where I go whenever I feel sad. The next bit of light in the darkness. Keep on moving. Never look back. Well, hardly ever.
I'm really glad I found you again.
We'd better make the most of it then. Come on.
Doctor Who, The Cannibalists.
What do you think, Lucy? First impressions.
Hey, let me out!
Humans! They could be humans!
The elevator is ready to depart.
Doctor! What kind of fried designation is that?
And would you mind keeping your pincers off?
They call me the mighty Titus!
Titus!
As you'd do well to remember for when you want to beg for mercy.
Whoa! We're in outer space!
And observe, the organic has unorthodox protrusions.
Well, I've never heard them called that before.
Yeah. A liquid vascular system. What sort of robot are you?
Robot!
Yes, robots.
Doctor, if you're not a robot, what are you?
Oi! And hands off, you big hoover!
A star city.
That's more like it!
We're not alone.
I thought you said there was no one here.
I said there were no traces of life.
You will be able to give us instructions on how to save the haven.
BigFinish.com